The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we are with you today live from the studios of RBN on this 15th day of January 2017. Inbound missiles. California is going to be destroyed. Hello, Ron McDonald. How do you feel about that?
I'm not too happy about that, if that were true.
Well,
but
I think... Somebody was either playing a foolie. Mike Rivero claims that this inbound missile alert that went out over their emergency management agency that goes out to all the road signs and all the people's smartphones and just all over the place down in Hawaii. This is Mike Rivero's worst fear, that Hawaii gets nuked. So what happens Saturday morning? The alert goes out, inbound missiles to Hawaii. And the place freaked out. Here's what ABC News had to say about this one.
Complete panic and chaos in Hawaii after that emergency alert sounded across the islands just after 8 a.m. local time. Residents seen running for cover, families hiding in bomb shelters. Take a listen.
This is not a drill. Take immediate action measure.
The dire warning of a ballistic missile threat buzzing on cell phones stripped across television screens. Residents told to seek immediate shelter. Quote, this is not a drill. It took 38 minutes for some people to get the all clear. The message, a human error, false alarm. And it comes just weeks after Hawaii reinstated a Cold War era missile alert system in the event of an attack by North Korea following Kim Jong-un's repeated tests. In Hawaii tonight, the governor saying an employee at shift change is to blame. But there are so many questions still, and ABC's Stephanie Ramos starts us off from the Pentagon.
Hawaiians fleeing after waking up this morning to a nightmare scenario. The message sent at 8:07 this morning on TV, radios, and this message going out on cell phones reading, ballistic missile threat inbound. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. The warnings left an entire state terrified.
We were up on a mountain and we almost like fell off of it trying to get to our children.
People pulling over in tunnels, confused tourists hunkering down in hotels.
People are hiding in tunnels, people are locking down their homes, they're heading for the mountains.
One mother saying her daughter was away at a slumber party when the alert went out.
And so she calls me because they're all getting the alert and she's like, Mom, what are we supposed to do? And I'm like, all right, stay there. If something happens, no matter what, do not leave that house.
Families filling up their bathtubs with water and stocking up on supplies. The people of Hawaii have been on edge in recent months as North Korea's Kim Jong-un moves closer to perfecting a nuclear-tipped missile. Just last month, Hawaii tested their nuclear attack warning sirens for the first time since the 1980s. But this alert was not real. 12 minutes after the alert, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was the first public official to say this is a false alarm in a tweet. NORAD and Pacific Command, with assets in place to detect a missile approaching, saw the state had not corrected the alert, so they clarified, saying the message was sent in error. But Hawaiian officials didn't send out that correction message statewide for 38 minutes.
This should not have happened.
The state's governor says this false alarm was a result of human error.
It was a procedure that occurs at the change of shift where they go through to make sure that the system is working and an employee pushed the wrong button.
But tonight, many are asking, why did it take so long for a correction to go out?
We need to work on the response time. If anything like this happens, the cancellation got to go right away.
Definitely some very big questions right now. And Stephanie joins us live from the Pentagon, where you've been speaking to military brass all day. Stephanie, those warning systems are controlled by federal agencies, but tonight the blame is being placed squarely on Hawaii.
Absolutely, Cecilia. The state's warning system is a FEMA capability. Whoever has the alerting authority, either state or local, can push out those alert messages. Now, a source here at the Pentagon tells me today's false alert was a pure mistake by the Hawaii Emergency Alert System. Cecilia?
Stephanie Ramos leading us off tonight. Thank you. And while human error may be to blame, the chaos and confusion in Hawaii today seem to reveal a system not ready for the real thing. I want to bring in ABC News contributor and retired Marine Colonel Stephen Gale.
All right, enough of this. Maybe we should just tell the good people of Hawaii. I believe this or not, on Turner Classic Movies, they're running out of stuff to play. They've been doing a lot of 20s and 30s movies, 40 movies, B-roll movies, whatever. But I happened to catch something that was put out by the Department of War on the issue of a nuclear attack on U.S. cities. And I'll tell you what, Ron McDonald, it was propaganda par excellence. That if an American city gets attacked with a nuclear weapon, your children are supposed to duck and hide under their school desk. Oh, and don't forget to face away from the white heat blast and make sure that your neck and the top of your head and hide your face so it's protected. Duck and roll, huh?
I did that as a kid in grammar school, so yeah. I've experienced it.
Yeah, like a U.S. city gets an attack by a nuclear weapon and hiding under your school desk. I mean, they went, this film, this propaganda film, was prepared by the Pentagon officials and, of course, shot by Hollywood, you know, the other arm of the propaganda movement. Actually had demonstration after demonstration of how kids are supposed to duck and roll, and if you don't have a desk, you hide up against a wall. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I wonder if that would have worked out for the people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You know, the only thing that you would have gotten if you ducked and rolled under anything, your body would have left a shadow on the ground. Because if you're within the blast radius and you see that white light and you feel that intense heat, that's the last thing you're ever going to feel. I'm amazed.
Yeah, it's a shame for those who are on the outskirts and get the residual effect of nuclear attack. Those in the main areas, I mean, they're gone in seconds.
Well, and I've seen videos out of Hawaii of this thing Saturday, and people were freaked the hell out. Now, supposedly, this was set up because, well, North Korea is launching missiles. Well, you know, during World War II, that was used, let me see, by the Japanese, supposedly attacking Pearl Harbor, and that was our entrance into World War II. In this particular case, what do you think the response from the United States would be if Kim Jong-un, whatever the hell his name is, were to actually launch a missile and blow these little, I don't know, mountaintops, basically that's what they are. Hawaii is nothing but a bunch of underwater volcanoes that a bunch of land is sticking out on top of the water, you know, past sea level. What do you think the response of the United States would be out of, say, one of our nuclear subs patrolling off of the Korean Peninsula would be, Ron?
Well, if we can take 9/11 as an example, and the whatever you want to call it, a rocket or a jet entering into the Pentagon and how they reacted, I would say they would probably be startled and do nothing at that point.
Well, I mean, the people in Hawaii were freaked because they've been edged up with all this nuclear stuff. The fine folks down in Hawaii that listen to this program, you know, enjoy your sandy beaches down there. Don't worry about it, because this character in North Korea is no more going to attack the Hawaiian Islands with nuclear weapons as I would. I don't know. I can't even think of a corollary here. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It would basically be the end of North Korea. Of what they have been fearing, and this is what they've taught their children for years and decades and generations, is the United States wants to attack and occupy North Korea. Having said that, it seems that the South and North Koreans are now talking to each other. You know, a little UN operation that split that country up, and communism didn't have a chance to die during the Korean policing action, the UN policing action. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we were at the behest of the UN back during the Korean War and the Vietnam War, for that fact. I mean, folks, think about this. You launch a nuclear weapon or two, you're going to invite the absolute hellstrom that the United States could deliver on North Korea. Problem solved. Now, what would make better sense to me, if you really were going to do that, leave Hawaii alone. It's good for the vacationers. Hey, it's a little spot out in the middle of the Pacific. Nuke Washington, D.C. Make sure the winds are blowing out, you know, toward the ocean there, the Atlantic. And, you know, just blow that up. You'd be doing us a big favor.
By the way, you got my vote on that, John.
Man, I just... folks, there's not going to be any nuclear exchanges here. The reason why there hasn't been a country using nuclear weapons against another country is because they realize what the end game scenario would be. That's a bunch of burn-up people and property. It's going to be real hard on the furniture, and human beings will be walking around cooked just about medium rare. It ain't going to happen. We have finally done something that we dare not use. We have finally created something that everybody is scared to do, an action against somebody else, because they understand what that entails. You know, during the Cold War, you know, we were given all kinds of information about these Ruskies, these Soviets. You know, they're going to do a preemptive launch against the United States. Didn't happen. And the reason being is because somebody discovered, looking at this little war game scenario board, that, you know what, I don't think either side would survive this, because if one started to launch nuclear weapons and they realized that they were headed toward the United States, it isn't like they're firing it a couple of miles offshore. It's got to travel thousands of miles. Okay, we got an alert system. Missiles are in the air. They're coming our way. Well, what do we do here? It's a nuclear response. We open up the silo tops there, and we start pressing buttons, and we send all the missiles we can over to the aggressor. And again, mutually assured destruction. It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. By the way, Ron McDonald?
Yes.
I think I found the reason why you guys had so many fires out there that just popped up sporadically and just kept burning down the state of California. Mikey, please tell me you posted that story about the birds. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, you're gonna,
yeah, it's there.
You're going to love this one, folks. If you thought you heard of everything, yeah, you haven't yet. Where is that story there, Mikey? Fourth one down. Oh, here's the claim. Birds of prey deliberately setting wildfires. So much for fire control. Joe Nova reports that raptors, and that's the modern day. I mean, if you watched, Jurassic Park, yeah, those are raptors of millions of years ago. But raptors of today, folks, are literally birds. You know, the taloned ones and the nice little slice of meat up beaks and that kind of thing. They have been photographed congregating on the edge of large Australian brush fires, picking up burning sticks and deliberately setting new spot fires in advance of a main blaze to flush out small animals and other prey. I can't make this stuff up. This discovery potentially has profound implications for fire management in places like California. Mindy Weisberger, and I think she's a wise ass to tell you the truth, she says grassland fires that are deadly and devastating events for many kinds of wildlife are a boon to certain types of birds known as fire foragers. These opportunists prey on animals fleeing from a blaze or scavenging remains of creatures that succumb to the flames and the smoke. Been in Australia, some fire foraging birds are also fire starters. Three species of raptors, predatory birds with sharp beaks and talons and keen eyesight, are widely known for not lurking on the fringes of fires, but also snatching up smoldering grasses or branches and using them to kindle fresh flames to smoke out mammal and insect prey. Now, folks, imagine this. Let your little projector in your head run for a second. There's a hawk. He's sitting there and he's waiting for something to run out of the fire so he can go attack it. Hopefully it's partially cooked for him. But if not, he just picks up, he flies down to the flame, picks up, the story says burning embers. I'm not going to go through this entire stupid thing. But he either picks up burning embers, yeah, with his unprotected talons, or he picks up flaming grasses and flies to a location and drops them to start another fire. Ron, I didn't know these birds were this damn smart.
Well, that's Mindy, huh?
That's Mindy. That's Mindy Asshat. I'm sorry. That's Mindy Weisberger. Yeah.
Jeez, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you know, who else are going to blame it on? Have they come up with the cause of the fires in California yet?
No. Well, they're pointing towards the PG&E, saying that it had not done its due diligence on repairing the system in general.
Actually, it was maintaining the system, and I explained that one day. I mean, here at the office, and mm-hmm. Mike, when did that happen? It was over a year ago. We had a storm here, and the lights went out, the electricity went out here at the office. Well, obviously, that means when that happens, the whole damn network goes down. Now, I'm at home, and the lights and everything were just fine there, and I'm driving around the neighborhood, and I'm going, wait a minute, what the hell's the deal here? Well, down here in Texas, we have a company called Encore that they're responsible for maintaining the transmission lines and the drops that go to the various businesses and houses, okay? Well, part of the duty, and this happened not only at the office, but about a year prior, it happened in my neighborhood for exactly the same reason. They have got to keep the brush and the tree limbs trimmed away from the wires. And what happens during the storm, when everything gets wet and tree branches start whacking and shorting out those wires, boom, you're going to start popping breakers all over the damn place. And that, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, these companies are, you know, they're going to whistle through the graveyard. They're going to hope and pretend that, you know, something like this may not happen to us. We're trying to save a few dollars. We're not properly maintaining the electric lines out there and taking proper care to keep stuff from shorting out. And that is, I suspect, exactly what happened in California. How does PG&E, that has a sterling reputation for the people of California, what's PG&E, if it's found that they're at fault, how are they going to possibly pay for the dead people? For the millions of acres of burned out land, how in God's green earth are they going to make this right? Are they going to call one of their taloned friends, maybe go set those preventive fire breaks? I mean, something's got to pop here. People lying to us all the time just ain't getting it. You know what I mean?
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back. Oh, I saved this one for you, Ron, because you being in the state of confusion out there, to everybody else, we call it California fornication. Jerry Brown has proposed a budget for the state of confusion out there. And he calls this, how exactly did he put it? This is a prudent budget. Now, Illinois is getting ready to fold up shop. They're having their Venezuelan moment. They've got 160 some billion dollars in retirement funds. And there is zero money in the accounts. Currently, they're, I don't know, $15 billion, $14, $15 billion in the hole. They have no money whatsoever. Nothing. And California, I don't know how in the hell California, was supporting all the illegals been coming in there, and people running out of the state at Mach 3 with their hair on fire. I don't know what is holding California up. But he's saying there's an inevitable recession lurking in our future, but yet he's come up with a $132 billion budget that says this is prudent. For whom?
Yeah, you know, I have to make a comment that there's a couple of neighbors that are moving out of the state purely because they can't afford living here.
And do you think that's going to get any better?
No, I do not. I do not.
Well, and again, I'll breach the question to you, dear sir. How long are you going to be able to hang on out there?
Well, I'm sitting fine. You know, I make enough money to support some of the bills. My wife makes enough to support the remainder.
But if your state, if your state goes belly up, and you got marauding herds of whatever, that didn't. I don't know. The only thing that I see out there that's like a big rampart is those big damn trees you got out there, those redwoods. Everything else, yeah. Everything else seems pretty flimsy and not bulletproof.
You know, I when I was a young boy, living in San Francisco, it was already decided they were going to make this state a white collar state. So it was in the cards to make everything very expensive to live in this state, and it's come true. It's come very true.
Well, I mean, it was funny. The story that I posted up, it wanted to. This is the Houston, or I'm sorry, the Chronicle. I think that's San Francisco, isn't it? Chronicle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they did an interesting slant on the story. They immediately start jumping into. A $6.1 billion surplus in tax revenue. Evidently, they call it their rainy day fund. But if California is broke and it's got $132 billion projected budget for this year, their $6.1 billion isn't going to cover much of anything. They have milked and bled everything that they can in the state of California. And as you said, and this is happening all across the state, people don't want to leave. They like California. It's the foul politics and the foul communists that have been running things that, well, they believe that an 85% tax rate, all combined for the fine citizens of Californication, is just fine. I mean, I've heard Boxer talk about it. I've heard Feinstein talk about it. Yeah, 85% taxing. Yeah, yeah, that's acceptable.
No comment.
Keith Rogers in Montana. What do you say, Keith?
Well, I had two things. You know who Dutch Sins is?
I'm sorry, say again?
Who Dutch Sins is? His father invented the FLIR, or co-invented the FLIR radar system.
Okay.
But anyway, he picked up those radar anomalies from Antarctica, and Dabu 7 also highlighted those at the time of those California fires, where something from the Antarctic was sending up massive RF pulses up there towards California at the time. And I thought that was kind of interesting the way RF works. And, of course, it could, if the power line was overloaded or something like that, cause arcing and stuff, which might cause these fires, or those fires. But the reason I called in, though, is, you remember the old country song, Making the Best Out of a Bad Situation?
Barely.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway... I was thinking on that alert system, it should have said that millions of Hawaiians are about ready to have their debts canceled, and then they could, you know, enter in a little bit of time there to go hug their dog or something like that.
Well, I mean, seriously, Keith, I mean, people were getting pulled over by their, I guess it's their state highway patrol, and given speeding tickets. You know, these people are trying to flee, and they're out there giving their revenue off of this stuff. And I heard this, and I thought, you know, I could see myself walking into court and trying to explain to a judge that, well, I was told that they're incoming ballistic missiles, and I can only assume they were nuclear-tipped weapons, and so I'm running for my damn life. Do I still have to pay attention to the speed limit?
Well, I equate that with what I've been watching on Netflix lately. It's a series, you know, it's actually three series. It's all across Canada, from Hope, Canada, over to Toronto and stuff, and down into Australia. But anyway, it's all these big rig recoveries. Is that a break coming up?
It is.
I'll hold over for the break, okay?
Let's take the break. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Keith Rogers online. What say you, Keith?
Okay, well, this is still in the theme of Hawaii, though, okay? So when you watch these series there on how they recover these 18-wheelers and cars and stuff, that a lot of them are fatalities and stuff, the number one priority for the recovery vehicles is to get all commerce out of the trailers and stuff of the semis, because that's big bucks. And then, of course, the whether it's the Canadian law enforcement or down in Australia or whatever like that, their main purpose, of course, is to keep the highway open. And they always state, because millions of dollars in commerce is rolling by these areas and they have to keep the roads open. So when you think of Hawaii and what that cost, and like you mentioned there with, this, with the, say, a speeding ticket like that, there's always law enforcement there to cite people. And it's like, I would love, like, I was on a scene here the other day where we had a semi go in the ditch after nearly hitting another car. And the law enforcement's always there to cite the driver and stuff. But I would love to see someone write down on there where it says, like, what happened on the, you know, you have to give a description of what happened on the accident, you know. I would love to hear or see someone write down that the Pentagon was spending $250 million a day for the last 16 years, and the Congress was spending hundreds of millions of dollars supporting Syrian rebel terrorists like that, you know. So they couldn't afford a snowplow or an icing truck to drive through those areas. But it's always the drivers at fault. It's never the state, the country, or anyone else like that. And this is the same thing. Think of the amount of lost commerce for Hawaii itself in that that media frenzy there, a panic, as people probably walked out of their jobs, all that stuff like that. But it all runs down or boils down to commerce. And I think that's another reason why we don't see these nuclear scares like they're always reported to be, you know, that because they would actually shut down a country in certain areas like that that was under attack, and they wouldn't want to lose the revenue. And like California right now, even with the amount of loss that they have from all the fires, remember with Hurricane Harvey, Katrina, and the one over in Florida, that they had lobbied so that insurers didn't have to insure those areas because it would be lost commerce for their big corporations. And it's always the little guy that takes the brunt, always.
What percentage, because from what I understood, the companies, the insurance companies themselves, were pretty flush with cash, and that wasn't an issue making payouts on damage claims.
Yeah, well, they, remember, though, they made it virtually impossible in certain areas. I mean, they have all this stuff mapped out. And again, with the mass migration of those areas of people that could not rebuild, still, if they can't rebuild, they still owe the banks for the property that they had that is now lost. So the little guy always gets screwed.
Hmm. But I would think that I would have heard something by people that were gypped by the insurance companies or people that thought they had insurance. I mean, this isn't an instance. I mean, this wouldn't be a great surprise if this was done in front of God and all his people, Keith, and insurance companies were going, okay, we're not going to be liable for large swaths of populated and developed land. I would have thought I would have heard something about that, or at least after these weather situations took place, that people would have been all over YouTube and Twitter and Facebook complaining that, look, I just lost everything. My insurance company is not going to pay me a dime. Keith, I'm just not seeing it.
Well, it's the same thing as the government, a drop in levees in certain areas, which in turn flooded other areas. I mean, so it wasn't the actual hurricane that did the damage. It was the government that did it.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, the Hawaii situation, there were some pretty smart people. I was watching one woman. She pulled off a manhole cover and dropped her children down in the sewer.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Keith, I appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
you.
Yeah, you take care. All right. Hello to Ron, dude.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, I have a tendency, Ron. I'd seen the theorist out there, you know, saying that, oh no, these were high energy weapons. See, here's a picture, and a supposed blue bolt from the blue was setting fires. Actually, what it was somebody taking a selfie. And the blue flash, which is bluish in color, from the phone itself, kind of refracted in somebody else's, however they were taking the picture themselves. But I've also heard about the EMP stuff, and you know what? I'm going to go Occam's razor's way here. I would say that these fires in California was more PG&E's fault than it was some EMF stuff or bolts of the blue. Because a funny thing starts happening when you start shorting out and overloading electrical lines. It starts popping out a bunch of other stuff that wants to spark, and, well, it's just sets the dry tinder. And
Well, one of the curiosities is that it had started in 13 different places at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make sense as far as PG&E, although they did have high winds. And if lines went down via the high winds, I could see that happening. But, I mean, it never made any sense to me. Didn't make any sense. I have another question on the Hawaii thing. I wonder if it was anything similar to, as far as the results from it, as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds on that radio show he had, where people went out?
You know, I don't have a way of answering that except to say that with the World of Worlds, that was the Mercury Theater that put out that broadcast, and I think it was an hour long radio show, and the only thing we had at the time was radio. Now people were checking the dial after they were listening to the Mercury Theater about we're being invaded by Martians, and people were tuning up and down the dial, and nobody else was mentioning anything about it.
Now, it was claimed that it caused widespread panic. You know, these were the days that we had movies like The Earth Stood Still and sci-fi movies about blobs with one eye, you know, coming down from the heavens and, you know, munching on human beings. You know, we just, and supposedly it was born out of the UFO scare of the 40s and the 50s and the Russians and all this panic and fear that was bottled up in people's heads. I don't know. But 38 minutes after they sent out, and Rivero made a good point. He said, you know, if I want to dump junk emails in my email account, he says, I hit two buttons. You hit the button of delete, and it'll ask you, are you sure you want to delete this stuff? I couldn't imagine the emergency alert system in Hawaii that just has a one button without asking the question, are you sure you didn't make a mistake? Are you sure you want to put this alert out? Evidently,
good point.
Evidently, they don't have that. They just have one big, fat, gigantic panic button, and somebody pushed it. Now, there's some people that are saying now, and again, you know, we always got to go the conspiracy route. Folks, I know the world in which we live in, but there are still things that happen for reason. And I'm not into the California fires being started by EMF, and I'm certainly not on board with this was some evil intent by somebody in Hawaii, because what would be the advantage of doing this?
Well, you know, every technology that we have in the military and that has a failsafe. And that there wasn't a failsafe on this doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, I mean, to launch nuclear weapons, you got failsafe. I don't know what they're using now, but in these silos, the missile silos themselves that were manned 24 hours a day by military personnel, just to make sure you didn't make an errant or a launch by mistake, you had to use keys that had to be keyed in and turned simultaneously. You know, they had redundancy, they had backup, they had, is this for real? And before we start launching nuclear weapons on foreign countries and giving everybody a real bad day, that we have checklist. Now, evidently, the emergency management people down there didn't think it'd be prudent enough to even put the question in after that was activated, well, pre-activated, let's say, to ask the all-important question, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, it just sounds logical to me, but what the hell?
Well, you know, the War of the Worlds, when Wells did that, people committed suicide.
I know.
I'm saying, if I were in Hawaii, you know, you think about your grandchildren and things of that nature, what do you know? You're not rational, let's put it that way.
Well,
that
I wonder what the rational people did in Hawaii. Did they go get some of that Kona Gold marijuana and just climb up on the hill to watch the show and smoke a joint? I don't know what they did. I know one thing. People in Hawaii aren't happy with living in Hawaii because, quite frankly, there wasn't too much of a panic of the tourists down there because there's not a whole lot of tourists down there. People can't afford to go to Hawaii. People living in Hawaii can't afford to live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, but hey, Ron, you know, all this is possible. 12,000 store closings this year. Hawaii's tourism down in the toilet or in the storm drain. But the unemployment rate's at 4%. I guess people are just hoarding their money. I don't know. John, geez,
speaking of hoarding of money,
let me take this phone call first because this might be pertinent with something we just mentioned. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John and Ron. Always good to hear you two together. You make too much sense all the time.
It's boring, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's exciting because at least there's somebody out there that might be thinking rational. But I'm going back to the fires. I brought up Deborah Tavares to you last week.
John, I got to ask you a question. I watched that video you sent me over. What the hell is up with the eyeball?
I don't know. I don't know her personally. I've never met her, but we've talked for years.
I start watching the video, and I'm looking at this woman going, okay, I'm guessing her age. I'm looking at her hair color. She's got glasses on. I'm looking, you know, she's looking directly into the camera lens, and she's talking. And she puts her head down, puts her head back up, and her eyeball is over here at 45 degrees while the other one's still looking straight forward.
I'll have to check that out.
I'm serious, dude. But, I am not joking you. And if so,
I've followed her website for years, and it's been very informative. And knowing the history she gave me about her family being in construction business and not living far from you, Ron, she lives near Santa Rosa. She's done a lot of. She wants to even make contact with you. I've told her that you two might be able to solve some dilemmas that are facing people out there with the rules and regulations. But she seems to be doing her research, John. And I think that it makes it makes a lot of sense. So that knowing the fact that the Rothschilds are involved with a lot of things in California.
You know, I'm not a cold-hearted person, and I have a tendency to watch people and how they talk, how they respond. I watch their body language, their eye movements, and this may be something that she absolutely positively cannot help, but it gave me cause for pause. One minute I'm looking in the woman's eyes, and the next moment I'm wondering which eye she's looking at. I mean, it was just weird. I'm sorry.
Well, I that would probably distract anybody from taking serious the information.
I had a Jewish boss, John, one time, where he would tell me that just go do what I say and trust me. And what he used to do to me, he'd look at me, and then his eyes would be moving back and forth real quickly and going, please, just trust me, you know, as if to say, look into my shifty little eyes.
Well, there are conditions, though, that sometimes people can't help.
Right? Well, no, I understand that, and I already put out my disclaimer that if she's got a serious medical problem that she can't control that eye, well, I'm petty for pointing it out and picking on her for it.
Did you go to her website?
No, I did not.
Well, there is a lot of good information there, and she has information on the fires. And
you read the website. Ship me something here. Throw me a bone. You read her website. Well, what's her theory on the fires out there?
Well, that they were intentionally started. She says that there's a term called resilience that's showing up in Northern California now, and that's a term that the Rothschilds, she said, are coming here to reconstruct North America, according to their... And California is where everything starts, and... with the fires, you have now the mudslides. And so reconstruction, whenever you have a disaster, what's the form of direction they're going to go? And I've seen it in New Orleans and other cities at Agenda 21. And she's done a lot of being in the construction business and all the regulations they have in that. And I think, Brian, you were in construction too, weren't you?
Yes, yes. One of the major contractors in California, yeah.
Right. Well, you see what's taking place with all of their rules and regulations now that are being formatted by the UN.
And John, that might fit, but what if I accused Ron McDonald as being one of the biggest builders in California with cutting corners, and it's actually his fault why all these fires started because he installed faulty wiring?
Well, I would argue back that it was the birds, John.
Yes. Birds have become a lot wiser.
I'm telling you. They're smarter than our politicians, aren't they?
Well, they follow the sun usually, so that's a good move.
All right, well,
that's where I'm at right now.
I appreciate you letting me know about Tavares, and I did watch the video that she did.
Well, I haven't been able to watch all of them, but she just asked me to pass things along when I can, and if I listen to her, and there's just she's under so much, she tries to get out so much information at once, and her website really has a lot. And may I give out the website?
Sure.
It's called StopTheCrime.net, and she has other ones that tie to that. But she was onto this water issue that they had years back, and she has a story on primary water and other factors that are being experimented with in California. And I just think that there is a lot for her to offer, especially with these new. She was off the air for about an hour, or a year and a half, and then she's just recently come back to expose a lot more because she and her husband traveled the world to find out how things are going in other countries. Hmm. And that's just someone I think would be someone at least to talk to. And you know, on radio, I know you have both of you probably have a good face for radio. So, and, you know, you don't have to look you in the eye when we're listening to what you have to say.
Uh-oh. I think that was a swipe at the host. What do you think?
you're a pretty sharp-looking guy, John.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get away from that one, John. Hey, thanks for your call, bud. I appreciate it. I'll look into the Tavares thing. Thanks, John.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of
apparently
attention.
Well, my nights are so long. Where's my wife? The American people have not gotten the message here, so the United States government is once again going to back the same people that tried to topple the Syrian government.
The so-called military coalition led by the United States and Syria is reportedly planning to set up a brand new large border force up to 30,000 personnel with the aid of the militia allies in a war-torn country. And it's war-torn because the United States has been in there backing anti-Assad groups. A move that will further infuriate Turkey, a NATO ally. They keep flip-flopping on us. They're our friend, they're not our friend. Turkish official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told Reuters on Sunday, yesterday, that the main reason behind summoning Philip Kosnet, the American charge d'affaires in Ankara last week, was, in fact, Washington's training a new border security force within Syria, a move that was denounced by Turkish President Tayyip, whatever the hell his last name, I can't pronounce it at any rate. He called it worrying. Now, what's worrying here, the American people, by and large, have not been told the truth as been what's been going on in Syria, let alone 16 years ago why we decided to attack Iraq. And, you know, $250 million a day for 16 years, and we're going to create a force inside Syria now, 30,000 strong, Ron, to go combat the Syrian government and its forces. Wow.
I wish I had a comment on that, but it happens all the time. Yeah. You know, you really don't take anything serious anymore when your country is the piranha and controls other countries.
Well, and folks, I think about this. I mean, just for a moment, think about being in one of these crap holes. I think Donald Trump was accused of using the S capital hit whole word, of which he denies that he did. And Dick Durbin is the one that blew the whistle on him, by the way. And Dick Durbin always tells us the truth. I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, 16 years and what have we accomplished? We've blown apart Iraq. We've toppled governments all over the Middle East. We're in Syria. The government in Syria did not invite U.S. forces in there. They've repeatedly said, please, will you get the hell out of our country? They have been waging war inside that country and directly against the Assad government. And now they make this big announcement that, you know, we're going to form forces over here to combat the very same people that were saying we're going to combat ISIS and Daesh. And actually, that's who is funneling the money and the training still to this day in Syria to topple their government. I am...
Well, over the decades of this country, which other countries have seriously been a threat to the United States that we'd have to take them out?
Zero.
Okay.
That's about it. Zero. That's about where the bank account is, too. And I know you wanted to ask me a question about how the donations are going.
Yes.
Well, let me put it to you this way. We need to take in $383.33 every day. We have not hit that mark. Consequently, the goes out of is greater than the goes into. And when that happens, something's got to pop. Talk about more of that in the next hour. I got Roxanne in Texas here. Alrighty. I'll take her call into the next hour. 800-313-9443. Gee, a lot of fear out there. Imaginary missiles, fires in California. Ron McDonald sticking by his guns and not going down to God's waiting room. My gosh, chaos reigns. We'll be back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.